For 70 years now, Stowe Derby racers have been blurring the line between downhill and cross-country skiing. And as VPR's Amy Noyes reports, they're getting ready to do it again on Sunday.
The first Stowe Derby was held in 1945, and organizers boast it is the oldest downhill cross-country race in North America. Racers compete the entire course from the top of Mount Mansfield to the heart of Stowe Village on a single pair of skis. The first challenge is unloading from Stowe Mountain Resort's Lookout double chairlift on skinny skis, and it's all downhill from there, or at least until it gets flat. Pascal Savard is the derby promoter for the Mount Mansfield Ski Club, which hosts the race. Here she is describing the course.
We start skiing at the top of Mount Mansfield, and it's a four-mile descent on the toll road, which seems like a pretty easy descent when you're on alpine skis, but on cross-country skis, it can be challenging. And after that, you pretty much hook back into the touring center, so you're on the regular ski trails there. There's a little bit of up, a little bit of down, nothing major. And eventually, you end up back on the Stowe Rec Path. So it's nice and flat, and that part is easy.
There are actually two 20-kilometer derbies. The first race is freestyle, where the gear can be skate skis, alpine skis, telemark skis, or split boards. The second run is exclusively for racers on classic Nordic skis. And for the hardcore competitors, there's the Derbymeister, where skiers compete in both races back-to-back. Carol Van Dyke is a derby veteran and coach of Stowe High School's Nordic ski team. Last week, she brought her team to the annual Derby Recon, which allows skiers to preview the Derby's big descent.
We just did a practice run right down the toll road on a frigid, cold, but beautiful sunny day. Toes and fingers and face kind of got overexposed, but because it was sunny, it was just really fun.
Van Dyke says racing down the mountain on Nordic skis doesn't faze her group of teenage boys.
I was just bringing up the rear for most of them, so they were bombing right along. They all do enough downhill, and they're really good Nordic skiers, so they just bombed right down.
Freshman Nathaniel Wells says negotiating the toll road on Nordic skis brings on a whole new set of challenges.
That's not even the steepest trail on the mountain. It's kind of a mellow one for most normal alpine skiers, but it was definitely a challenge to do it on skinny Nordic skis, you know.
Wells notes that not only are Nordic skis longer and thinner than alpine skis, they also lack one thing that's crucial to maintaining control on ice.
There's no metal edges. It was definitely hard.
For skiers who want to get in on the fun but would rather skip the descent, there's a family-friendly short course on the Stowe Rec Path. And derby promoter Pascal Savard says they're introducing something totally new for the 70th anniversary year, fat bikes. Those heavy-duty mountain bikes with snow tires.
A lot of people are wondering how we're going to manage this. We got it covered. The bikes will go at the end after all the skiers, so there should not be any interactions between the two groups.
And at least for this inaugural year, the fat bikes will race an abbreviated course starting at the base of the toll road. And yes, there is also a fat meister for folks who want to race on both skis and bikes. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.